Out there, we need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
Son of bullshit.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You have to take this away from me.
Peter.
You're struggling.
I can't save everyone.
I'm pretty sure there's some stupid reason as to why they would be there, but...
What's happening?
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
I'm assuming that it must have been Toby who was the armored spider. It would make sense.
The armored spider.
Yeah, but when it's the gray and black, that's called armored spider. Yeah, so I'm assuming that was Toby. I'm assuming.
Not that that was because isn't that the same thing when they show Tom Holland running through the. Cafeteria.
Because that was the black thing. No, that was the suit that they had on the old Spider-Man game. That's like from I remember that suit on the old PlayStation game, and then on the animated series, that was the suit that one of the other Spider-Men from another universe wore when he was rich and famous. Hilarious. But yeah. You know, like, because, you know, since he was still wearing the Iron Spider thing, it was like, I'm assuming that the armor thing was probably someone else's. And but the strange thing of, like, having the little thing on his arm, I'm wondering, like, you know, what if that's in connection to Into the Spider-Verse, if they was trying to do that as well. Because, I mean, it could be, you know, some Doctor Strange shit, but I don't really know. You know, gotta watch the movie, apparently.
I thought it was still Tom, because I guess that was just him giving them something to try to send them niggas back.
No, because he would have just kept showing Tom Holland wearing the other little suits. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But huge disappointment in the fact that it was like, this is, I'm pretty sure they're going to have, like, probably two more trailers before the final thing. But the stupidity of this one... beyond all belief, like you said, yeah, I forgot all about the Loki part with Strange, and it was like, yeah, this nigga just immediately is like, you know who the fuck I am?
like the grave severity of the whole situation. Like, yeah, this is your fault. No, this is your bitch ass boyfriend fault because he whining about a little shit, pussy ass. Oh, calm down, nah, son, she gonna come at me the wrong way. Wrong kid, nah, forget everything you know, kid. Your whole family gone. And he was like, all of them gone. I don't even care anymore. Got my face.
Yo, what, your name is Dung now. Just Dung. When motherfuckers talk to you, they're going to go, yo, what's up, Dung? How you doing, Dung? What's going on, Dung? And everyone's going to emphasize it like, just like that. Dung.
Tom Holland trying to calm down. Nah, nigga, fuck you too. I ain't your uncle alive. He dead again.
And it's like, so they're going to get Doc Ock to help them, but... also, he was trying to attack Peter when he came out at first.
Just because he saw that.
Just because, yeah. And then it was like, Doc Ock didn't die a monster. That was literally the whole point of Spider-Man 2. So, this movie is not trying to do anything good. It's literally trying to go back and renege on all the previous Spider-Man movies because they can't think of their own original fucking idea. God, that's annoying. I knew it was gonna be
funny because it was like for Spider-Man, well, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 and then Spider-Man 3, the complaints with people.
Where there's like, too many villains. And it's like, what the fuck is this?
They bring back all of their villains.
But then you're gonna have stupid ass Tom Holland who doesn't even know how to use his powers correctly to handle these niggas. And a
Green Goblin's just as strong as him, so. That's out of the picture. And
like, it's like
tentacles move.
Like fuck all that. But it's the simple. Like that's just a. It's a legit. What is it? I can't think of a word for it. But when you're watering down literally Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's accomplishments, but making it seem like Tom Holland's Spider-Man could do it better than them, and it's like this nigga tackling Electro, Sandman, and the Lizard all at the same fucking time, and I'm supposed to sit here and pretend like, oh yeah, this Spider-Man and Green Goblin. It is like this Spider-Man who, for whatever fucking reason, mask disappeared when he was fighting Dr. Octopus, which is stupid.
That was just weird.
Yeah, I mean, I get everyone knows his identity, but still, it's stupid. Like this nigga is somehow capable of defeating all of them when his ass just recently learned how to do spider sense correctly. Which was also stupid, but that was just a dumbass plot point for his last whack-ass movie. This is some bullshit. And then they actually had a little teaser that showed...
If you get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
And like they actually had a little teaser that was like the three main characters. Tom Holland, the Asian boy that's copying Miles Morales' best friend, and the bitch. And the bitch, and like, it was them sitting down looking at the trailer, and it was like, yo, they're gonna be excited, and it was like, yeah, the trailer coming out tomorrow. I looked at that, and I was like, man, fuck these guys. I was like, Disney is such bitches, and I was like, they so full of shit. Everything they do is fucking stupid. God damn it. This was annoying. This was so annoying. I was actually talking to AP about this because he was asking me questions about it because he was like, he saw the three different costumes on Instagram or whatever for Spider-Man. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, dude, I was like, you don't understand how little I give a fuck because I know exactly what they're doing. It goes beyond the realm of just looking at it as content. I was like, when you understand the politics of everything that's going on behind the scenes, then you go, I know exactly why the fuck they're doing this, what it's going to accomplish, and then what I'm going to have to deal with after the fact. It doesn't matter if I sit there and go, I give up on fucking Disney because of how they're handling Spider-Man. It doesn't change the fact that essentially I'm still going to have to walk around the streets and listen to niggas talk about the new Spider-Man movie that was just amazing. And then I'm going to have, and it's like, yo, so do I live the rest of my life biting my tongue? Fuck no. And it's like, but at the same time, I shouldn't be happy. I'm the boogeyman in the closet that's just been shot at. I'm still in here, and I ain't happy. And it's like, best believe, when I heal up, I'm scaring that little nigga again. And then you're going to have to waste more bullets. See how you feel about that, motherfucker. If he's still in here, he ain't happy. It's like that. It's some old bullshit. It's like you... If you wanted to sit there and entice hype and whatnot, and it's like, dude, everyone keeps saying, oh, just show Toby and Andrew. But it's like, now it just looks like the asses ain't even going to really be in the movie like that, which is even more of a letdown. So it's like, so now I'm going to have to sit through hours.
Of
Tom Holland being a whack Spider-Man whose sidekicks are now going to basically either seem like they're better than him. And it's like, what would possibly possess Fat Boy and Bitch to be in that situation with him fighting these villains for whatever reason? It's like, whatever stupid thing they're going to make up plot-wise, it's going to be stupid. But it's like, why would they need to be there and endangering themselves over something that fucking dumb? And it's like, just to make sure that they stay relevant. Like, oh my goodness, you don't need to do that. It's like, man, that's so stupid. And then I would figure that even if you like took a page from the very first, from the Homecoming movie, how it ended his fight with
Vulture,
just the situation did him, yeah. Not even that part, but just the whole the concrete the little parking garage falling on top of him, and just how essentially it was like, yeah, that was a moment where nobody was there, and then he still went and handled his business as Spider-Man, and then nobody was there. Well, not as Spider-Man, but as Iron Man Jr., and nobody was there. But still, you just had it to where it was like there were nobody in around to be collateral damage. There was no hostage situation. It was similar to the final confrontation with Green Goblin in the first Tobey Maguire movie when they was fighting at the little abandoned church graveyard something, dilapidated church.
It was abandoned for a reason.
Yeah. But it's like careening off of the heels of the whole hostage situation, seeing New York actually have a side to support Spider-Man. It was like, yeah, that was a little nice moment. And then it just broke down to them in this close quarters, like, fisticuffs match where they was throwing hands. And you just had Green Goblin kick this nigga and then lifted him off the ground and he punched his ass back down. And it's like, this is some good shit. But you have a situation like that where it's like, yeah, even in his finest, the darkest moments, anything like that, he doesn't need a bunch of people around to be sitting there patting his back. This is fucking Asian manga bullshit. Oh my God, he just reached the fifth level of awesome levels. Oh, like he should be the king. It's like, no one, you don't need to do shit like that for this type of character, nor do you need to encompass the story of that. And oh, well, Zendaya is a hot commodity. I don't give a fuck. Like, it doesn't make sense for what you're trying to sell this movie on and what you need this movie to possibly do in order to sit there and possibly not even be just shit compared to the other Spider-Man movies. It ain't making sure his goddamn friends stay around. The characters that no one gives a fuck about. No.
Here. You shouldn't be here.
You should focus You should focus more on the different villains popping up, and then, even more creative, have the different villains fight different Spider-Man. So yeah, have Electro pop up, but he fights Tobey Maguire. That'd be bomb. That'd be badass. It was like, you have the Lizard pop up. Well, you have Sandman pop up, and then he fights Andrew Garfield. Awesome. Just mixing it up. The movie itself should have been all of them three collaborating, not no guest appearance. And then I'm assuming because of the purple cracky shit at the very end of the trailer, that's going to lead into what the fuck black nigga from Loki at the end that was doing everything. That's, they trying to make the new bad guy. Kang the Conqueror. Yeah. And I'm assuming that that's going to do something that's going to involve him. Because apparently there's like a little picture out there and everyone's saying that Matt Murdock comes to defend him. Daredevil.
Oh yeah, when it shows when he be in a little interrogation room, when it shows the arms, people say, "Yeah, that was Matt Murdock. That was him. Yeah, because there was rumor he's supposed to show up in it, and it's like, what does that do? Like nothing.
Absolutely nothing. But if anything, it proves my point that I stated back when they first canceled that shit on Netflix. I knew it. I was like, Disney is not going to get rid of that. And I was like, they will bring that back. And I was like, they have no reason not to bring that shit back. They're the ones who made the damn thing. It's just that it was on Netflix. Now they have Disney Plus. Why wouldn't they bring it back? They're like, fucking idiots. And I was like, just to keep that around and be like, oh. I mean,
they're
like,
just going to show a group of black people who are watching TV. They're just going to show Luke Cage.
He'd be like, long this bullshit don't happen in Harlem. I still be the nigga in charge.
Is that debris? Is that debris on the hood? Nah, I gotta go team right now and then kick the debris. Like, fuck, bro, dude. I'm gonna do it.
still wearing his suit because this nigga a crime lord now.
He's like, yeah.
Fucking
Luke Cage handle him.
I handle mine.
What's
wrong with that? What he said, I get my Vaseline. I handle mine. Yeah, I handle mine.
Man, what's wrong with dude?
What you
want
to fight? Baby,
want, green nigga? This nigga strong. Green Goblin start choking. Like, this nigga strong.
Like, baby, get my razor blade, my Vaseline. Get my razor blade, like, my Vaseline. Get my razor blade, my Vaseline. You want to get butt naked and wrestle? He's like, what? You want to get butt naked and wrestle? It was like that. Just the worst. Like, this is... it was even more fucked up. Like, I forgot
and
that...
And also, I completely forgot about the old Venom bullshit.
Yep. Because they're gonna be relevant for some reason. Because, you know, Sony's stupid. I don't understand why they, like... They allow popular opinion to determine everything that they do. And it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, why they... Went back and tried to negotiate a new contract and all that bullshit. And it's like, yo, you had a deal, leave out, man. Like, have the same mentality of the person that bought Spider-Man.
Man, who the fuck cares about everything else? And it's like, nigga, eventually this superhero bubble will pop and Disney is going to have and a plethora of characters that they can't do shit with because no one's gonna give a damn about their movies anymore. But you will still have Spider-Man. And it's like, and you just keep letting these motherfuckers dig their heels in you. All right, you just see what happens. See what happens. Like a fucking idiot. And it's like every step Sony make, they take three steps forward. And it's like, yo, man, they might do something good. And then they cut their fucking head off. They don't even take a step back. They just cut off their head. And it's like, hold on, you did what? See if you ran out of PlayStation 5s. Because you was just giving them away, you dumbass. But fucking, like, this is, God, this is so stupid. This is terrible. And I was like, you had heard, like, I know some magic words, is please. And it was like, if he would have made, I was like, okay, some type of joke is supposed to be here. I was like, something funny is supposed to be here. Please, but he went, please.
It's like, yo, regardless of whatever happened at the situation, you're Doctor Strange, all right? You used to be an asshole. You can still be an asshole. Till this bit right now, yo, we got things at stake right now because you're the Sorcerer Supreme. This is everything you supposed to do right now. It's like, yo, bitch, shut the fuck up, all right?
And then it's going to...
And then you do what the fuck I say.
And he Scooby-Doo this crap. And I was like, I'm pretty sure someone thought that was a hilarious fucking line. And I was like, and it isn't. And I was like, yeah, Scooby-Doo timeless, sure. But that was not a good line. And I was like, Scooby-Doo this crap? I was like, ooh, they're not doing mystery solving. It was like they're just trying to put people back in their correct dimension. Fucking idiot. And then from there, it's like, so now we're going to have it to where the MCU Spider-Man is upset that these niggas are people who died fighting Spider-Mans from other universes, and for some reason he needs to, like, fix that.
The fact he focuses on that, hey, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
It's like, that's not a thing.
Like, why would you? You don't even know.
Like, that's not a thing at all. It's like, they died fighting Spider-Man. He didn't kill them.
I guess that's just mortal due to the whole Mysterio thing. I'm feeling bad about him dying, but it's like, whatever, loser.
It was like, hell, why didn't you ask Doctor Strange to make time go back to before Mysterio got killed? Because if Tony Stark is a necessity die, why not reverse time to before Mysterio got killed? That way you could have stopped his ass from releasing that information. Or just had it to be before he released the information or something.
No, time's gone. Time's gone. That's the only way.
But then how you doing the spell? Making everybody forget?
Well, he just said make people forget.
Oh, well, I mean, was the you could have did the spell to just erase the news getting released. Something. Yeah. But it was like, then they start going through different dimensions or whatnot. And it was like, wait, so Kobe, because I'm pretty sure he's going to befriend Doc Ock. And then it's going to be like, well, I don't want you to die. And it's like, well, I'm already dead. So that's stupid.
I see you're a lot fucking stupider than my Peter. My Peter was smart. Right? He had something in the old noggin. You... retard.
It was like, I don't want you to die. Well, I killed myself because I wanted to make a sun in the middle of a bay because I was going crazy because of these little metal arms that are attached to me after my wife died, right? And I was traumatized.
I killed a whole bunch of people in the medical ward because, you know, they were trying to save my life or something.
It was like, even though I was not aware, I still let it happen.
So I had to go.
It was like, so you understand that I'm, like, I'm supposed to go. No, but I'm your friend now. I don't give a fuck.
You ever dropped the old lady from Clock Tower? I have.
Where is she? She's fine. Let's chit-chat. It's like, oh, my goodness. So goddamn stupid. And in a way, it's kind of like a makeshift gay-ass Sinister Six, which I'm pretty sure, like, Sony is going to be like, no, we're going to do an official Sinister Six, and it's going to involve the villains that you haven't seen from the other stuff. Possibly a couple of them might, like, transition over. I could see them trying to pull back Jamie Foxx, considering that they gave him a whole new look and whatever. And even that was kind of, like, abysmal, because I'm pretty sure that, because, again, like, this whole movie is just trying to be a whole going against what the other movies were. So with this one, it was like, yeah, people didn't like that Jamie Foxx was an Electric Man, because that's not what the original Electro was. So we're going to give him a suit that produces the stuff. The video game. He had the equipment from the video game, because that's what that happened.
Oh, what video game?
The Spider-Man video game on the PlayStation 4. But he had that he had the Electro thing burned into his face, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, yeah, but it was like
the...
Yeah, so I was like, ah, oh, fuck, yeah.
It's not like he hasn't never had a design when he was pure electricity. Yeah. Hell, the other Spider-Man, Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah.
The nigga was pure electricity.
Yeah, it was like, that's
I will become a god without pants.
And it was like, that's a thing. And it's like, why don't you just bring that back, but like give him a different electrical suit, or look, made him look far more menacing as this electrical being?
No, people don't want that.
Fuck. It's like just the dumbest shit ever. And all this is going to be is just more gayness. Like, I know they're going to bring in Tony Stark somehow. It's going to be so stupid. Mr. Stark wouldn't have gave up. He didn't sacrifice himself for this. I won't let them do it either. This is like, seriously.
When he reached for his Aunt Derica, he comes behind and gives him a push with his thrusters. And he goes,
Mr. Stark. I knew you could do it. It's okay, Peter. I broke the rules of heaven to come here and save you. Get out of here. It's like, shut up. It's like, look, it's a homeless man trying to get your attention. Peter, I want to tell you about the future. Who are you? I'm the one above all. This is some bullshit. All of this is some bullshit. There's no way in hell your punk ass makes Mayday Parker. It's just not happening, dog. It ain't happening.
Most likely, just like with Tobey Maguire on 3, they kidnap Zendaya to lure him. And then, like you said, they were trying to copy the little, you know, the great save from Andrew.
Now, why is the fat friend wearing a fucking, Letterman jacket. Yeah, Letterman jacket. It's like, y'all
don't play sports.
You don't play sport. I get that, you know, they do the smart little decathlon shit, but it's like, why do you have that jacket on? Fuck out of here, man. Like, God, you guys suck. Like, everything y'all do
fat
suck.
Fat friend, no.
Dude, that was hella gay. That bacon hat is hella tight, yo. Hey, what's
that's
good?
Who needs a move, Dr. Trent.
What's good, fuckers? But, this was just the worst. Yeah, December 17th. I'm not paying for this. If you want to get the full cage, you're going to buy that goddamn ticket.
I'm sitting right next to you. You're holding your hand and
no. Fuck out of here with that. I don't think you want to do that, 'cause I'm going to be like hitting the theme. I'm going to need space. I'm sitting there going, so, do you see? Do you see this shit?
This is what you created.
With your stupidity. I'm like, sit down, man. This is the best movie I've ever seen.
And then find like Al Bundy.
Yeah. I was like, hold my evidence. Yeah. It was like, just the dumbest. God, this movie's going to be terrible.
It's funny because dude at work, dude's like a Chicago trainer. He keep talking about it because he was like, I totally forgot about it because he said it yesterday. He's all the trailer posted. Supposed to release another trailer tomorrow, and I was like, I got no hope. He, I ain't got no hope. He, it might be. I said, nope. And I was saying, nope. About to leave. I was like, cause I know. Like you said, like yeah, they're destroying this character. Like they're trying their best to destroy this character. That the fact that people look at him and go, oh, this is the best Spider-Man ever. AP sent me a thing on Instagram, and it was like this chick. She was like, yo, Tom Holland got y'all minds fucked up. And she was
like, show me that. Yeah. Only thing I didn't agree with was with the upside down kiss. I was like, that was weird. I was like, it was weird that she said that. She was like, this thing changed movies forever. I was like, no, it didn't, but I get it.
I'm bad if she just said reference, because in the fact, she was like, if you're using other things, like, yeah, it's reference. Yeah. Changing movies is like how things are like. Changing is like, you know, Batman Arkham series. Yeah. They changed games. And it was like, everyone got a detective mode now.
And it's like reference, and it's like, yeah, that's about it. It's reference like the fucking Matrix bullet time dodge scene.
Oh, that was forever.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I get that, but that shit didn't change movies. Hell, the kiss itself was kind of abysmal. It was like, why would you?
Just gave hands. Damn, right.
Like, bitch was in a relationship, and she just kissed a stranger. Mary Jane is a hoe. It's like, yeah, you like her, but she don't know that that's you, so she a hoe. At the end of the movie, she was like, I realize that I'm in love with you. Bitch, get your hoe ass away from me. That's why she was singing in a club at the end of the 3. She did not deserve to be happy. But the guy is going to be terrible. Mm. It's like, they just, oh my goodness.
Chad.
Jesus Christ. And it was like, there's just too many villains.
Like, honestly, in there, yeah. Like, because that was the only thing that was going through my head when I was looking at it. Because I was like, yo, this is funny. And I was like, the Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, people complained, there's too many villains. I said, but literally, the big hype about this movie is the villains. So it was like, so now it's okay.
Yeah, it's like, because you see, we know about those villains from the other movies. So now we ain't got to learn about them. So it don't count. They're like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's like, if it's stupid, it's fucking stupid. Hell, he's gonna befriend Doc Ock, and if for some reason he put red on the tentacles. It was like, why? Why?
I thought that was strange, too.
It was like, oh my goodness. And then it's like, then there's gonna be like a piece of the movie where this nigga gonna be fighting Doctor Strange or trying to get away from him, and that's gonna be stupid. And it's like, I'm pretty sure this is all for the Doctor Strange acid effect bullshit, but it's like, I'm not on acid right now. Yeah.
He took the little Energon cube or whatever.
You know? The MacGuffin. Yeah, it's going to be the MacGuffin of the movie.
Energon cube. The expectation of this movie, Optimus Prime's going to come out.
And then it's like,
the lizard. You need the all spark.
Then it's like, in Andrew Garfield movies, the lizard wasn't dead, nor was, oh, that might be his Andrew Garfield's Green Goblin. It might be. Or it could be Harry.
Because I saw a hood. So I saw a hood.
It could be whoever. I don't know. All of these niggas. I think
it's weird that they would bring two. Wait. The lizard didn't die. So, that would be the same with Andrew Garfield's Green Goblin.
Yeah, then Electro didn't.
With his Garfield.
Yeah, then Electro didn't die. He got absorbed. And then, like, that's been a known trait for Electro. He gets absorbed into something, and then eventually he reconfigures himself because he's fucking made out of electricity. Yeah, so yeah.
Sandman, he went away.
Yeah, like the only nigga that died was Green Goblin and Doc Ock. And I was like, that's it. And it's like, they're not bringing back Eddie from Tobey Maguire's thing, so they're not bringing that back. Seeing Topher Grace bulk up, and then this nigga be Venom. But, now that's more fucked up. Because now you actually have that thing to where Venom existed within Tobey Maguire's Spider-Mans, and now we have Venom from a whole other universe in dealing with them. That's fucking crazy. See, it's fucking up more than it's fixing. And then at the same time, it's all trying to configure itself within what Marvel is trying to do now with Phase 4. And it's all going to be a shit show.
Phase 4 is already a shit show.
Sure, yeah. And so it's just going to be a bunch of hapless monkeys that's sitting there just screaming about how great it is. Only thing is that I'm curious to see exactly what happens with this movie, because under any other circumstances, this movie would be guaranteed to make over $1 billion. You know?
Yeah.
Simply because of the references and shit like that. Yeah, last one made a billion. Yep. And it was like, so simply based off of that shit alone, it was like, I am curious to see exactly how well this movie does. And it was like, with the addition of the MCU fandom, which has proven that even despite niggas not actually going to the theaters anymore, they still go to the theaters to see shit. Because like a lot of people saw Shang-Chi, a lot of people saw The Eternals. Stupid fucking movies that I would never pay money to go see, but people went to go see it. So then you have those people, plus motherfuckers who actually like you got the people who like the MCU just because the MCU, but then you got niggas that like Spider-Man, which is a whole different group of motherfuckers. Yeah, that's a whole different group of motherfuckers. And then you got people who essentially just want to see another Spider-Man movie, which are, again, different moviegoers entirely, because it's fucking Spider-Man. I have the same inkling about the Batman movie. And it's like, I'm curious to see exactly the turnout for that movie. I'm pretty sure when we go see it, there's going to be a lot more people in the movie theater than we've ever really seen before.
March 22nd, best believe.
Oh, I mean for Spider-Man. But yeah, for Batman too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, you brought up Spider-Man. Yeah, because that's a movie I actually wanted to see. Yeah. My man walked in the hallway taking bullets, dropping people.
I got mad. I saw someone talk about that as if it was like, this is unrealistic. And I was like, fuck.
You're dealing with a man that walks out in a back suit.
In a back suit.
That man's in peak human physical condition. But yeah, they show him eat popcorn. Realistically, he can't eat that stuff.
He can't eat anything outside his regular regimen of food. Nor can he never not be working out.
But he goes out and solves crimes. When does he work out? You skip leg day, bro.
Never miss leg day.
That's unrealistic. Get out of here. And like that, the man's suit plated, all right? What was it? And it was like, yeah, don't shoot.
Don't shoot the bat symbol.
Arkham Knight? Yeah, he was talking. He was like, he attracts people's attention because they want to shoot it as a target, but that's the most plated thing. Like, nah, don't do it.
He was like, don't be fooled by it. And he was like, I actually got the most armor. And he was like, oh, that was Red Hood. Bad. They should not have announced that this was going to be a brand new villain. That's all they didn't need to do that. But still, this was a good-ass game. Except for the slum fighting Deathstroke part. That the tank thing was annoying as shit. Yeah, that was annoying as shit.
You got to get rid of the outside one before you could take on him.
Yep. And you don't even get to fight him. And fight him in Arkham Origins, I understood. And I was like, yeah, this was a much better thing.
Not only that, for what they did, it would have been cool if when you play as Robin and Nightwing, they had a motorcycle. If they wanted to implement the vehicle so much, that would have just been cool to see. I'm on a fucking R-cycle now, nigga. Vroom, vroom.
Not all of it was just the Batmobile. Mm-hmm. It was like, that was their big update. And it's like, shouldn't have did that. They focused way too much on it. It's like, yeah, nah.
It's like, I didn't mind going around the city. And then it's like, yeah, because right now I'm in all of Gotham. I want to traverse fast. Okay. But when I had to do a puzzle involving it, that's a problem. Yeah, all right?
Like, this is stupid.
Because I like when people surround it and you can shock it when the criminals are by. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. Because why wouldn't someone try to come near it? All right, Jason stole the tires from it.
having motherfuckers in there, I was like, hey, is the bats in there? Hey, get out of it.
I like it. It's cool when you can call it. You know, you over there dive from a building, you call it, you land inside. You get on your way.
But. Yeah, I'm very curious to see the turnoff.
That's
for these
how
movies.
Bad it's gonna be. We start talking about a Batman game.
That's how
that we
uninteresting
beat and played years ago.
That's how uninteresting the shit gonna be. But yeah, I'm delightfully curious to see exactly how much money this makes and how well it does. But I know the movie is gonna be fucking awful. But. Lowered expectations. But I gotta see it because of Spider-Man. All I can say is not my Toby, you know? Just not my Toby. That's all it is. It's
surfing
just
the web. Surfing the web.
It's just not my Toby. Piece of shit.
You recording?
I'm off like a palm dress.